The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Once upon a time in Radioland, a towering man strode to a silver microphone and announced to the world these words.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am that announcer, and my name is Todd Wilkerson, and this is the show I announce.
I'm announcing it right now, in fact.
And you have a front row seat to history. Here's Eric.
This is the Eric Metaxas Show, and I am in New York City with the man who was the quarterback and the MVP in the Super Bowl just a few months ago, Nick Foles. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on, Eric.
It's a joy to have you on. It's wonderful. You have a brand new book out. Now, you know that today is my birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're going to sign this book for my birthday.
I am going to sign it for your birthday.
And I have to say that most Americans know your story. And really, as a Christian, I was so proud of you just watching you do what you did. But for people, there are tons of people who listen to this program. They're not sports fans. They didn't pay attention to the Super Bowl. I just want to go over it. This is a truly amazing story, what happened. And I want people to understand that this wasn't just another Super Bowl. Every year there's a Super Bowl, but not every year does it have an amazing story. And you are at the center of the story. There's a reason you're the MVP. For people who don't know, not only were you throwing the passes, but you caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Has that ever happened in the history of the Super Bowl?
No, that was the first time that ever happened, that a player caught and threw a touchdown pass. So, great honor.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. Now, I watched the game. I'm not like a giant football fan, but I kind of heard the backstory on the Eagles. And this year, I was with some friends in Florida. We live up here in New York, but we were just like transfixed. I said, this is one of the most amazing games, and to watch you do what you did. But give us the backstory, if you would. First of all, you've written a book. It's called Believe It. I'm going to hold it up for the camera. Believe It. What made you decide to write a book? Because a lot of people who quarterback Super Bowl teams, they don't write books. What made you write a book?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, I mean, initially after the Super Bowl, it wasn't really a thought. You're spending time with family, you're celebrating, and then an opportunity came to write a book. And then the next question is, well, what's going to be about and who are you going to write it with? Who's going to be work with you as a co-author? Who's going to be the publisher?
Right.
And why are you doing it? And do you have enough time to do it? And a lot of those answers are like, man, I don't even know about that right now. That's a lot. But, you know, my wife and I prayed about it, and we really thought about it. And, you know,
you prayed about it?
No, yeah, we prayed about everything.
Why would you do a thing like that?
Because this is it's a huge task. It's something that we've never done. And it was, I knew that if we did do a book, we'd have to really open up and share everything. Because that's the only way I would ever do it. And then, you know, for us, because I'm able to play football and have that source of income, it became even more special because when we decided to do it and we work with Tyndall Publishing, we told them that, you know, whatever Nick and Tori, my wife, receive, they're giving away. So it was a great project, not only from a, you know, journey storytelling, telling all the journey of my life
right.
and my faith and football and my wife and what she's gone through with her battle with dysautonomia. But also, if you buy the book, you're also going to help, you know, local churches, local charities
so
abroad.
So you're giving away the proceeds from this book.
100%.
You know, because I get no income from the NFL, I'm not able to do that with my royalties. It's very sad. Once my knee went out, I knew that my future – as an NFL star was just something I would have to say goodbye to. It was very painful.
It is painful.
I devoted myself fully to writing at this time.
And that is something that is so admirable. And that's why I'm very quick to say I play football and I'm able to do that because I have all the respect in the world for authors. You know, Randy Alcorn, who's also another author, is a great friend of mine. So he gave me a lot of wisdom in this journey. And it was something that we really wanted to do. And, you know, now that we're on the book tour and we get to share the story and where it's going towards, you know, we're able to give to – my wife was diagnosed with postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome 5 years ago. It's in the book. We were able to give, you know, part of the proceeds we received for working on the book already to Dysautonomia International that, you know, sort of goes after the research, deals with all the doctors.
That's
and just
fantastic.
Creates awareness. So it's really cool to, you know, be a part of something so big. It's amazing what God's done through it all, and excited to see what he does.
Now, you talk like a Christian. I know you are a Christian. Most people in America just know you as, you know, it's like a Cinderella story. And again, for people who are just tuning in, maybe they don't follow football. What happened to the Eagles and to you last season was amazing. It's like one of those stories. Tell us what happened. Tell us what happened with Carson, the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, this is another reason we had to write a book, is it's such a long story and it's all in there. But I would say, you know, I rejoined the Eagles after being traded. I've been away for a few years.
You were with them in 2012?
I was with them from 2012 to 2014.
Okay.
So 3 seasons. And then I was traded to the Rams. And then after the Rams season, I joined the Kansas City Chiefs. And after that season, I became a free agent. And, you know, decided, you know, between Tampa Bay and Philadelphia. And my wife and I ultimately chose Philadelphia. And, you know, I was really going in that position to, you know, help a young quarterback in Carson out. And then my wife was pregnant at the time we decided, and then eventually had Lily. So Lily was just a young baby the whole time in Philly. And at the Super Bowl, she was 7 months old.
Wow.
So that journey, and then it just led us to, you know, a team that is – you know, was coming off a year where...
Okay, so you were hired because they needed a backup quarterback in case anything ever happens to Carson Wentz, right? Who made that decision?
So that's really a decision with, you know, our owner, Mr. Lurie.
I just find that funny because people say, well, you know what? To be safe, well, let's get a really good backup. So you come in there not expecting to play, basically, right? You're not expecting to start any games.
No, yeah. I mean, when you go in there, I mean, you'll get some quarterbacks that are just vying for their time. I mean, I genuinely, when I joined the team because of what I'd gone through in my career,
yeah.
And I was really just wanting to help the team in any way.
Yeah.
You know, I was getting into the, you know, time of fatherhood, so I was really focused on that. But then helping Carson, I was going in year two and just giving him the wisdom I had from the years I'd played in the NFL, from the years I played in Philadelphia.
How old is Carson?
So Carson's got to be, right now, 24, 25.
Okay, and you're 29?
29.
Okay, so you're like the old man in this
I'm the
thing.
Old man in the room.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just had my birthday. I just turned 29, so we're the same age.
I know, you look wonderful.
Thank you. I got to tell you something. By the way, this is a wig. But I got to tell you something that, honestly, the story is kind of crazy because, you know, I'm not a big football fan, but I was watching the Eagles this past season, and I was thinking – this guy, Carson Wentz, he's the one making the difference. He's carrying the team, you know, not like LeBron was carrying his team, but I'm saying he was carrying the team, and it was kind of amazing. And I think a lot of people in America were watching the Eagles going, wow, they have never won a Super Bowl, but it looks like they're going to be in contention, which is crazy stuff. And then, what was it, 3 weeks from the end? I can't remember. 4 weeks from the end. He gets injured. What kind of an injury was his injury?
Yeah, so he had a MCL, LCL injury. I won't get into all the particulars, but basically he had to have it, you know, knee surgery,
yeah.
Which takes some time, and it's a season-ending injury. And, you know, he's been recovering great, but, you know, it's a season-ending injury. And then,
yeah.
You know, you're into the game, and you're leading the team that was off to a promising start and, you know, was in the middle of the season ready to roll, doing
right.
Really well, getting ready for the playoffs. So.
A season-ending injury. My height and size are a career-ending injury. Yeah, it's very sad. When I realized I was not going to be your size, I thought, man, this is a bummer. I'm not going to play. Okay, folks, in case you're scoring at home, I'm talking to Nick Foles, MVP quarterback of the Super Bowl-winning Philadelphia Eagles. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. The new book is Believe It.
Story in our town of the prettiest girl around. Golden hair and eyes of blue. How those eyes could flash at you.
How those eyes could flash at you.
Boys hung around her by the school. But she loved the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen. Prettiest girl we've ever seen.
She was tops and all they said. It never once went to her head. She had everything it seemed.
Not a care, this teenage queen.
Not a care, this teenage queen.
Other boys could offer more, but she loved the boy next door, who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, dream on, teenage queen. You should be a movie queen.
He would marry her next spring, save his money, bought a ring. Then one day a movie scout came to town to take her out.
Came to town to take her out.
Hollywood could offer more, so she left the boy next door.
Folks, I need your help. Our Christian brothers and sisters in Africa are under attack. Earlier this year, Boko Haram once again kidnapped over 100 schoolgirls. This group's presence has spread beyond Nigeria into Cameroon, Chad, Benin, other countries. In the northern part of Nigeria, militant Fulani herdsmen are continuing to use any violent means necessary to take possession of everything in their path. In other parts of Africa, Christians are being targeted by fundamentalist and extremist groups. Even in countries such as Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, some Christians must worship in secret, and they live in constant fear of being imprisoned or worse for their beliefs. So through the Ministry of Open Doors, you can provide life-saving aid and critical support such as clothing, food, medical aid, vital training, Bibles, and Christian resources to these African believers. To find out more of all the ways you can help, please go to my website, metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner for Open Doors right at the top. Folks, they have a challenge grant of $50,000. There's no better time. I'm just asking you, please go to the website, metaxastalk.com, and click on Open Doors. Thank you.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or LoneStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Your cell phone's connected to your tablet. Your tablet's connected to your laptop. Your laptop's connected to your Wi-Fi. 1 week link and thieves are in.
The digital world is so connected these days, it just takes 1 week link for criminals to get in. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against the threats of today's connected world.
Your desktop's connected to your smart TV. Your smart TV's connected to your smartwatch.
Threats to your identity, like your info for sale on the dark web. And online threats to your devices, like ransomware. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but new LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats to your identity and devices. And if there's a problem, our agents will work to fix it.
Your smartwatch is connected to your video doorbell. Your video doorbell's connected to your smart lock.
Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
This is how Joseph Sempervivo is using the new tax cuts at Joseph's Like Cookies.
When this tax bill was signed into law, it gave raises to all of our team members, ranging from $3,500 to $4,000 a year. We sent out a message saying, a tax cut to us is more money for us to give to you, to reward you for that hard work. That's what tax cuts do.
If you're a business owner, tell us how you're using the tax cuts. Go to taxcutswork.com and share your comments. That's taxcutswork.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
This is the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show about everything. And if you have Metaxas Super, you can see Nick Foles, MVP, quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl MVP. Welcome to the program. I just can't believe it. You're sitting here. You're huge. How big are you?
6'5", 250.
250?
Yeah, 250.
He's 6'5", 250. I used to be that big. Obviously, yeah. I've aged and I've shrunk a little bit.
You retired from football a little bit.
I had to out. You know what I mean? The injuries were I was just racking them up. I said, I don't want to go through life with pain. So I decided to write biographies. Now, you actually told me you own one of my books, don't you?
Yes.
The Bonhoeffer book.
I do.
But you haven't read it.
I started to read it, but it was
when?
You know, right before training camp, which isn't the best time.
Like this year?
This last year, yeah.
This last year? And what happened?
I realized that this is going to take a lot of energy, a lot of focus, and there's a lot of pages, a lot of great information, but I really wanted to have it at a time I could 100% focus.
You mean you let football get in the way of reading my book? That's what you're telling
me. It was a pretty close call, but it did set next to the bed for like most of the season. So it was a part of the season.
I'm amazed to hear that. I'm thrilled you have the book. When you leave here, I'll give you another one to burden you. And you're giving me this book
for my
birthday. You're going to sign
it. I'm going to sign a happy birthday.
Actually,
happy 29th birthday.
Can I tell you something? Do you see this pen?
I noticed that pen.
Do you know what this is?
I don't know.
Not a joke. No joke. This pen that I'm holding in my hands, it's on the camera. They could see it. This was given to me by President Trump. Whenever the president signs legislation, they usually sign like 5 or 10 copies of the legislation for some reason. I don't know. And they use a different pen every time. So the president used this pen to sign the legislation when I was in the it was in the Rose Garden, and it was a religious liberty kind of thing, whatever. So I got one of the pens that the president actually used. So the president used this pen, and I'm going to ask you to use this pen to sign this
book. It's a crazy pen.
Maybe I'll ask you to do it now. Can you spell Eric?
Yes,
it's with a C.
With a C,
but you got to write happy birthday
because
it's my birthday. It starts with an E. I've never done this before on air. I'm asking this poor guy to wish me happy birthday. This is just so much fun for me because we don't get a lot of sports figures in here other than myself, obviously, and we really so many people in this country, as I said before, were kind of watching the Eagles. And it was one of those stories. It's like we thought, you guys are going to do it. You're going to do it. And then right at the end of the season, the worst thing imaginable happens. The guy that basically, as we said earlier, Carson Wentz, who was really kind of, you know, leading the team to these victories, he gets this injury. So now they got to go to the backup quarterback. That's you. And nobody knows anything about what's going to happen now. But the assumption, Nick, you understand the assumption is bummer. They almost made it, but now, like, this guy's good, but he's not the one who led the team up to this point, and unfortunately, they're not going to make it. And what happens?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say that's how most people feel or felt at the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, Eagles fans have waited a long time for a Super Bowl, and so they
How long?
The whole time.
1967 was the Super Bowl, was Super Bowl one, 67. Yes. And the Eagles have never won a Super Bowl.
Never won. The last time they won a championship was 1960, but that was before Super Bowl era. And so they were used to, you know, having these seasons where they were very good, and then all of a sudden something would happen and it would sort of derail, or they'd end up losing.
Like Carson Wentz having this knee problem.
Exactly. So it was one of those here-we-go-again moments. You know, fortunately, one player doesn't make a team, even though Carson's a tremendous player and he's a huge part of the success of the team. You know, the coaches, the guys that make up the team, everyone rallied together. There were some growing pains early, just getting everything acclimated. But at the end of the day, like, our team plays with so much energy, so much swag. If you ever inside our locker room, like, they're dancing, but we're very confident guys. And we take that to the field because sometimes you get so tense that you go out there and you're trying to do everything perfect. And it's football is a game of, like, it's definitely violent, but it's like controlled energy and doing your job to the best of your ability, but with the guy next to you. But you have to play with like that childhood instinct of just having fun. You just have to find that like complement of one another. So our team did a great job of that throughout the year, and we were able to hit a rhythm in the playoffs.
Well, obviously, and that's what I find so funny, that everybody's like, oh, what a bummer. It just, you know, and then suddenly I can say God used you. I mean, it was just, you just stepped right in. And it really was an extraordinary story. It wasn't just an extraordinary story that you carried the team all the way into the Super Bowl. But the Super Bowl game, I mean, I've watched pretty much every Super Bowl. They're not always as wonderful. This was kind of an amazing game, yeah. I thought. And you know, down to the play where you where you're in the end zone, where you catch the Super Bowl touchdown as the quarterback. I mean, that you know, you can't make that stuff up.
No, you can't. I mean, the Philly Special now, crazy enough, is one of the most famous plays in Super Bowl history. I sign more pictures of me catching a touchdown pass than I do basically throwing one, which is crazy to think of. But I think when you look at that, the whole situation in that play, it summarizes a lot of this team. You know, the timeout's called. It's 4th-and-1, biggest game of the season. I walk over to Doug and just say, you know, at the time I said Philly, but, you know, meaning Philly Special. And
oh, that's the name of the play?
It's Philly Special, but I said Philly. I've seen the mic'd up. For some reason, I feel like it was edited, but I guess I did say Philly. But Doug knew what I was talking about. He has all the coaches on his headset talking to them. They're trying to figure out the perfect play, and then he said, all right, let's do it. And, you know, it just shows the confidence and the trust he had in me at the time, or just that we have had throughout my career. And then you have me, who's the backup. You have Corey Clement, our running back, shift into the pitch. He was an undrafted free agent rookie running back. You have Trey Burton, who throws the pass, who was an undrafted free agent tight end, who was originally a quarterback out of high school. And you have all these that make the Philly Special so special in a big moment. So it was pretty cool. That, you know.
Now, I thought, I wasn't aware that play was called the Philly Special. I thought that the Patriots did a similar play not too long before you did it, except they didn't get it.
There was a similar one for sure. It was a little bit different, but yeah, it wasn't. You know, it wasn't quite executed like ours was, and you know, I think that sort of
failed.
Yeah, they failed.
But I'm saying, but it was very similar.
It was similar.
And so, as a novice sitting there watching this on the big screen, there, I thought, this is almost like we're going to do what you just did, except we're going to do it right. Like, it, you know, it kind of was like that much more painful for the Patriots to see you do what they just failed to do and get it right.
I think it's just a great example is the timing of everything sort of worked out that way. That was a play that we were going to call that game, like regardless. Like,
you were.
Yeah, Coach Peterson and I had talked about it. We had it in the game plan the previous weeks, sort of our special play down in the red zone. It just so happened they ran something similar, and they actually had completed that pass, I think it was a year prior in New England, where Tom had caught it, and it was a huge play for them. So they basically re-ran a play they had already run versus the team the previous year, and it didn't work this time.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we run it not too long after, and, you know, Philly fans love that because
it was kind of like a mic drop, oh, snap kind of moment
for
most
for sure.
People watching, like, what just happened? They just did what those guys did, except this time they did. I mean, it was pretty cool. I got to ask you, I mean, you're still, by my standards, you're a very young man, but, you know, you've given your life to playing football. When did you as a kid think that you might want to go into professional sports?
You know, I think as a young kid in elementary school, you always write down like, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
And it was always a professional athlete.
Is that right?
I didn't know what sport. I knew I loved sports. My mom and dad both athletic and just played all the different sports as a kid. So at that time, you know, growing up, I played everything. You know, soccer, football, basketball, baseball. I did karate. played golf, played tennis, all the different things. And then once I got to middle school, it was, you know, basketball, football, baseball. And then once I got to high school, it was just basketball, football. And those are the two I honed in on. But it was always a dream to do those things. It never came became like a reality till the end of my college career.
Were you like a star in high school where you had inklings that you might go farther? Or, I mean, how were you?
Yeah, I mean, I was a dual sport athlete in high school, basketball, football, and you know,
this is in Austin, Texas.
This is Austin, Texas, Westlake High School, and you know, in high school, I was really just trying to decide if I was gonna what sport I wanted to go play, like continue on in. Because my freshman year, I was, you know, I played on varsity for basketball, and then you know, my sophomore year, that was when I played varsity football, mm-hmm. and I didn't play a whole lot. Played some tight end, but not much. More on special teams. And then my junior, senior years were the years I started on the football team. And that was really when I decided that, you know, I love the sport basketball. It's one of, probably might be my favorite. It and football have always been
necessary. Well, you're obviously way too short to play
basketball.
Yeah,
I'm too short. I mean, I just stood next to Shaquille O'Neal today, and he makes me
seem today?
Tired. Yeah, today.
Today?
Yeah.
Where was Shaquille? Was he in the lobby of this building?
He was practicing his free throws out in Times Square.
You're not
with
kidding.
With Uncle Drew.
Cast. You are not kidding. This is unbelievable. Yeah. Okay, folks, we're going to come right back. We're talking to Nick Foles, Super Bowl MVP with the Philadelphia Eagles. Stick around.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070 or go to selectquote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Become politically involved with Patriot Mobile, the only conservative cell phone company in the nation that fights for your values while supporting conservative organizations and providing reliable nationwide coverage on unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month. For only $6 while supplies last, you can save and get the iPhone 6S or a brand new Samsung J7. Make the switch at 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
They're going to snap it, and it's Trey Burton who throws, caught, Foles, touchdown.
That play was called the Philly Special.
Probably now called the Philly Special.
Is that true?
No. I mean, there's definitely some places. We can find some facts. We can cite our sources.
This is a big celebration, folks. I'm holding a book by my guest, Nick Foles, Super Bowl MVP quarterback. The book is Believe It. And this is my birthday, and you signed this to me with President Trump's pen. And, man, the president, he's been looking for this pen for a long time. But we have it, and nobody can stop us from using it. Who's going to stop us? You realize that there's a limited amount of ink in here.
Yes.
Right?
I got to use some of it.
And you got to use some of it. Maybe I get to use you. We got a football, I thought. We should auction this off. We have these charities and things that we work with, and I think maybe I'll get you to, while you're in a good mood, I'll get you to sign the football.
Yeah, for sure.
Just write whatever you want or sign your name or put verse in there, whatever you want to do.
Absolutely.
But I got to say, you know, we're here to take advantage of you, Nick. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make some money for the kingdom using that ball. I want to ask you, because I remember hearing this at the middle of last season, that something is going on in the Philadelphia Eagles locker room. It's like there's like a revival breaking out. Can you give us a little background on that? Because so many people, you know, you hear sports figures, thank God, sometimes or whatever. But, you know, the media pretty much downplays it. They get uncomfortable. I mean, I don't. But a lot of the media gets very uncomfortable with God talk. They're like, yeah, thanks, whatever. You know, Mike Smith, the jockey, he wins the Triple Crown. He says, I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They're like, right, next. You know, they – but what was happening on your team, it seems to be more than just like – an opportunity to say thank God when we get a touchdown. It was like there was something real going on in the locker room during the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a great group of guys who believe in Christ. But I will say this, the foundation's been set there, you know, for decades with, you know, guys like Reggie White, Brian Dawkins, Jason Avant, you know, Pastor Ted, who does all the chaplain, Herb Lusk, who is the chaplain of the team. Those guys have been there, and they sort of, you know, set the tone. They created the atmosphere. And then, you know, guys came in that were, you know, mentored by these guys, were a part of the Bible study. And then eventually, you know, guys are traded, guys retire, move on in their careers, and then it just keeps growing. And that's sort of how it's been since I've been in the league, and I've seen that. And then it was really great to come back to Philly after being gone for 2 years and just see the growth continuing. You know, guys like Chris Maragos, Carson Wentz, Jordan Hicks, Zach Ertz, like all these brothers, you know, just continue to grow.
But you realize that most people would have no clue about this. You might not realize it, but in other words, if you're watching football, you're not going to hear this stuff. You have no clue what's going on, and the media, they just shy away. I think a lot of people, they're just uncomfortable, they don't get it, whatever. And so people would not know that you're saying that there are all of these serious Christian believers on that team. That's just, it's an unknown, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you about it, because I thought, a lot of people have no clue what is going on behind the scenes, that you guys are serious about this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, don't let me forget, you know, Coach Peterson, Frank Wright, who is our offensive coordinator, is now the head coach for the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, he did his, I guess it was his 108, you know, hour end of, you know, master's in, you know, theological studies.
And, really?
You know, he was a pastor for 3 years, so him and I had a lot of great conversations. He's an amazing man, great mentor. But I would say this, you know, that's been there in the Eagles locker room. It's continued to grow. It's continued to expand into the community through, like, Fellowship of Christian Athletes is an example of an organization. But I think the great thing is, you know, an NFL team is a great example of people from all different backgrounds, different beliefs. Though there's a great brotherhood of Christians.
Yeah.
There's still amazing guys who might not know the Lord on the team.
Of course.
That's what's awesome. It's like you get to witness, you get to share with them. But at the same time, like, just because you're not a believer doesn't mean I don't love you. You're still my brother. I love you. And
I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people need to understand that it's not about exclusion. But
no.
At the same time, it's such a beautiful thing that you can have people that share your faith and that you can be open about your faith. I mean, I imagine that that's not true on every NFL team, that there are a lot of places where that's just not going on in the locker room. It's not part of the culture.
Yeah, I mean, I would say not as natural as it is in Philly. And I think that's where I say the guys that were before us that, you know, took a stand for Christ, you know, prayers after practice in a circle, you know, all the little things, just giving glory to God. But in a way that's not like, you know, pushy and look at me, a way that's like organic. I mean, a way that's showing Christ in you, and that's by serving others, by not judging others,
right,
by actually knowing the Word of God and studying the Word of God, and then instead of acting like you know it when really, like, you got to be in the Word to understand
right.
it.
I mean, it's incredible. It's good that you're humble, because you haven't even read Bonhoeffer. Is that true?
I have not.
I can't
believe it. I've read a couple pages.
You know, to hear
it's a long book.
On my own birthday, that you didn't read Bonhoeffer, and you chose to put football in front of reading my book. What's the world coming to?
I know.
Nick,
I might have to read it. I got a little time.
I'm stunned. I'm going to load you up with more Eric Metaxas books just to make you feel more guilty. No,
please.
You gave me a book, so you know I'm going to give you a book. But I got to say, this book, by the way, it says, Believe It, My Journey of Success, Failure, and Overcoming the Odds. Do you talk about God in the book?
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, the reason we did this book is it's my testimony. It's my journey throughout life, which God's the biggest part of that. But I think the wonderful thing about this book is you can come from any background. You don't have to be a believer in Christ.
Oh, absolutely. No. It's not a God book. It's a football book.
And that's why, you know, Tyndale Publishing and, you know, Josh Cooley, like, that was the message. Like, we want to share the journey. We want to be honest, but we want anyone to be able to read it and understand it.
Amen. We're going to a break, folks. We're going to be right back. We're talking to Nick Foles.
Zero. Make like the Mr. Big, they dig a hero. You've got to sound your A the day you're born. I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn. The taller the tree is, the sweeter the peach. I'll give you the whole.
Hey, Alvin.
Hey, Eric.
I want to tell you about Relief Factor.
Please do.
I take Relief Factor every day. In fact, I take it right now, but I can't because I'm doing this commercial.
Oh.
But honestly, every day I take Relief Factor. It is, these are all botanicals. They're natural. They're people all, I talk to people all the time. They say, I've got this ache and this pain. And I say, have you tried Relief Factor? And they say, no. I say, listen, as your friend, $19.95, you get the quick start pack. You go to relieffactor.com. You will know at the end of 3 weeks, probably before, whether it works for you. But it works for tons of people. It works for me. It's why I take it. It's all natural. You don't have to worry about toxicity. For example, Michael from Connecticut writes in. He says, Relief Factor helped to almost completely eliminate my elbow pain when I could not find any other solution. It's a great product. It's helped with a lot of other aches and pains. Since I started Relief Factor, I feel like I've got more energy and generally feel better. Holy cow. Folks, I don't want to promise too much, but I will tell you, for many people, Relief Factor is a life changer. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. I want to get a few things straight. First off, I like freedom. Second, I like money. Fact is, I like freedom and money, which is why I love Freedom Checks, a unique investment that can secure your retirement income without being tied down to the government. And while I'm no genius, I am smart enough to follow an expert like Matt, who showed me how anyone has the chance to stake their claim on an estimated $34.6 billion payout. To get all the details from Matt, just go to claimfreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. Now, how much your check is depends on how much you put behind Matt's insights, but the potential here is undeniable. Of course, if you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion, you must have your ducks in a row ASAP. So don't wait. Go see Matt at claimfreedomchecks.com. That's www.claimfreedomchecks.com.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Super Bowl MVP, Nick Foles. Nick, it's just great to have you here. I want to say that your story is exciting, but you are honest about failure. The title of the book is Believe It, My Journey of Success, Failure, and Overcoming the Odds. So talk about that, because there are a lot of people here, you know, I'm joking around about, I mean, there's a lot of people that they look to somebody like you need to think, oh, that's just Mr. Success. He doesn't know anything about failure. That's not true.
Yeah, it's not true at all. And, you know, usually you don't put that in a title of the book, but that was really the premise of everything, is being open and transparent about you know, the tough times in life. And, you know, I've had many people, you know, come up to me and be like, man, aren't you glad you continue to play football? Because there was a couple years ago I was going to, you know, step away from the game, hang up my cleats, and pursue other things.
What other things?
At the time, you know, probably just take a breath. And then, you know, my dad, you know, restaurant business, doing stuff like that.
Yeah. Your father has a restaurant in Austin?
Yeah, Austin. He's in Texas,
I thought only Greeks are in restaurants. I'm Greek, so I'm shocked. A non-Greek
I actually part Greek, too, on my mom's side. But
you are, well, with a name like Nick, I was thinking you might be part Greek.
Dad's not Greek. So.
Okay, all right.
But,
but you really are part Greek?
I really am part
Greek.
Get
out of here.
My grandfather is like 5'6", like Greek
like,
guy.
Like
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
He's like an ethnic non-football player like me. That's incredible. That's really, I would never looking at you, I'd never guess that you're part Greek.
So.
Get out.
My dad's 6'2". I'm 6'5".
Are you sure these are your parents? Okay, now seriously though, wait. You're talking about you had failure. So let's go there. My joking gets in the way. Go ahead.
I love the joking though. I think you got to be light with it. But I think people are afraid to talk about their failures in life. People are afraid to talk about, you know, everyone wants to talk about the good thing, the social media stuff, the highlight reel, and there's a place for all that. But I think sometimes, you know, it's good to be open and honest because it resonates with everyone. Like, yeah. I can talk about the Super Bowl MVP and, like, winning the Super Bowl, but that really can't resonate unless you've actually done it. But right. If I talk about, man, I did my failures, every single person in the room can listen because, like, all right, they move forward.
Absolutely.
And that's why I thought it was important, because I noticed once I started, like, sharing, like, who I am and honest, you know, the honesty from my heart, I just felt like a burden was lifted. I felt like I wasn't hiding from anything. I'm being openly and honest. I was casting everything out, bringing it to light. It was out there. And then, you know, people coming up to me and saying, like, man, that's really helped me. Like, I didn't realize, you know, I had a friend who, you know, he has Caesar, you know, he was an Ironman athlete, and then he was in an accident. He's had like 7 brain surgeries. And we would have these conversations, these motivational conversations a couple off season ago, every week or so, because he was struggling. He was struggling with life and brain Caesars. And I remember then, that's when I really opened up about my failures of about how I was going to step away from the game. And I grew up with this guy. And he's like, you? He's like, I always thought you were superhuman. Yeah. Like, you were always the guy in high school that was the leader of the football team, the leader of the basketball team. And this guy was a year older than me.
Yeah.
He's like, we always looked up to you. And this is really you. And I'm like, no. Like, and I felt sort of bad that I had that persona.
Yeah.
Like, I realized that I didn't share, you know, because I was struggling at things too, so that really shed the light on me, my friend, and it changed his life too, knowing that I struggled and he thought I had everything together. But I think as Christians, if I'm relating this back, like, a Christian isn't someone who has their life together. It's a Christian is someone who needs a Savior, and that's Christ, and that's what, you know, puts everything together in their life through all the struggles, through all the ups and downs. It keeps us centered on Him. So it was really just studying the Word and like having it resonate in my heart and be like, oh, wow, it was there in front of me the entire time.
And was God in your life growing up as a kid?
Yeah, so I grew up in a Christian household. You know, my mom's a Christian. My dad, you know, believes in God, but his faith journey is always, you know, it was always a little different.
But when did the penny drop for you? In other words, were you like in high school when it got serious, or was it in college?
So
how did that work?
I knew who God was in high school, but when my relationship became like, I gave my life to Christ, and that relationship started, and I gave everything, was my freshman year of college.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And where were you in college?
My freshman year, I was at Michigan State, and then I finished, you know, I eventually went to Arizona the next year, and
right.
I'm an Arizona Wildcat. Like, though that year at Michigan State was great, you know, good, I'm an Arizona Wildcat through and through.
Yeah. Well, I also want to ask you, now, you said your wife has struggled with this disease. I never heard of that disease before. What is she going through?
So she has dysautonomia, which is classified underneath that, POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. It's an autonomic nervous system disorder. And the easiest way in layman's terms to explain it is, you know, from sitting to standing, like if you and I were to sit and stand up, our heart rate would go up like 10 beats per minute. For her, it's 30 plus. For POTS patients, it's 30 plus. A lot of their blood pools in the legs. You know, fatigue, nauseous. My wife deals with insomnia. I mean, the first couple years of it were really rough. I mean, she was, you know, it was hard for her to move around. I mean, we got married, you know, sitting down. Like, she couldn't stand in a courthouse.
Wow.
So we got engaged while we were doing treatments at the Mayo Clinic on a day off from treatments.
How'd you guys meet?
So she went to Arizona as well. We were just great friends in college. She's a volleyball player at Arizona, and I played football, and we were just great friends. And
volleyball player. She's obviously also tall.
She's 5'10".
Your kids are going to be huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
I got big brother-in-laws, too, big father-in-law, so they're all 6'5 and above. So.
And you said you have a daughter?
Daughter, Lily. Yeah, she just turned one June 16th, so we had a great, you know, shindig for her, big-time birthday. Probably more so for the parents there, but
yeah, obviously
she had a great time.
I don't remember my first birthday.
Yeah,
I'm sure it was great, but I don't remember.
I'm sure the family had a great time.
I think they had a great time. Well, it's great to talk to you. You've just got seconds left. What happens next? Are you playing for the Eagles next year?
Yeah, so I'll be with the Eagles this season. You know, we restructured my contract to make sure I'm there this season, and then, you know, most likely be a free agent next season. But you know, we're really just living in the moment, enjoy being a husband and a father. And then, you know, after that becomes the athlete part. But, you know, just keeping priorities straight, enjoying the moment.
That, I mean, to hear you say that, I think everybody needs to hear you say that, right? That the guy who was the MVP in the Super Bowl is saying that he's a husband and a father first. That's pretty big. That's pretty important. And it sounds to me like you got your head screwed on straight. And where do you go from here? Because you're in New York right now.
I go wherever
the publicists tell you to go,
wherever I go, and just keep my head down. I'm gonna get some food to refuel and keep going. But I'm really grateful you had me on. Honestly, big fan. I'm excited to read the books. I actually have a little time.
I don't care if you're
reading
them.
As long as
you purchase a lot of copies, I don't care if you're
reading. Hey, you got that.
Nick Foles, really just an absolute joy to get you to tell your story on this program. God bless you, young man.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.
Folks, I need your help. Our Christian brothers and sisters in Africa are under attack. Earlier this year, Boko Haram once again kidnapped over 100 schoolgirls. This group's presence has spread beyond Nigeria into Cameroon, Chad, Benin, other countries. In the northern part of Nigeria, militant Fulani herdsmen are continuing to use any violent means necessary to take possession of everything in their path. In other parts of Africa, Christians are being targeted by fundamentalist and extremist groups. Even in countries such as Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, some Christians must worship in secret and they live in constant fear of being imprisoned. Imprisoned or worse for their beliefs. So through the Ministry of Open Doors, you can provide life-saving aid and critical support such as clothing, food, medical aid, vital training, Bibles, and Christian resources to these African believers. To find out more of all the ways you can help, please go to my website, metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner for Open Doors right at the top. Folks, they have a challenge grant of $50,000. There's no better time. I'm just asking you, please go to the website, metaxastalk.com, and click on Open Doors. Thank you.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword radio offer. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Try P3 Advanced free. Dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword radio offer. Again, dial #250 and say the keyword radio offer.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Hey there, folks. That's Kansas. I know it's Kansas, but I guess in my mind I'm thinking, wait a minute, wait a second. It could be Styx. No, it's Kansas.
I know that you
Carry
get them,
on
all,
my wayward
you get them
son,
all confused.
That's Kansas.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, Albin.
Yes.
Let me just repeat the headline. It's my birthday.
I know. And you don't mind if I sing you happy birthday.
Yes, I do.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. We are now bringing in a candle. Actually, it's a Metaxa Super Lighter.
We should get this on video. This is too nice. Well, no, don't do it now. Later.
Yeah,
later.
But
this is incredible.
Yeah.
I just blew out the candle. That is so sweet, guys.
Everyone, I'm not kidding. Every single person in the office signed your card for you.
Really?
Yeah, and you got to look at the card on air because it's kind of got a little...
You want me to look at it now?
Yeah, look at it now real quick because it's kind of got a musical theme to it. And you like music and everybody likes the songs that you pick for the show.
This card is signed by a zillion people.
That's right. It's
right,
everybody
ready?
Here.
Ready?
Yeah, there we go.
It says one fun thing on top of another...
Yeah, it's a bunch of hamsters singing, you know, yay for icing, yay for cake. And I know you're on a fast, but I think you're breaking it because your birthday is here. I don't even know.
No.
No. Okay. Just don't eat the card. Okay?
You know, I really normally hate these cards, but today you've done something, Albin. My heart is just affected. You guys, for you to go to the effort, first of all, to get this card signed by everybody in this whole huge studio here, many of whom don't know me or hate me.
Well, a lot
it's
of them,
so,
yeah,
that is so sweet.
Fall into one
and,
of two
and,
categories.
And you guys just brought, you and our intern Shadrach, or I get screwed up, or is it Meshach?
It's Shadrach.
It's Shadrach, or is it Horshack?
It's Shadrach.
Is it Horshack or Epstein? Or Mr. Cotter. But you to bring in a cupcake with a Eric Metaxa show lighter.
Yes.
Lit with a rubber band keeping it lit.
Yes.
Like a candle. That is so creative that I'm going to have to rethink a lot of stuff.
Okay. You know what? I actually forgot to sign the card. I was so busy getting everyone else
to. You are the card, my friend. You are the card. You're a card. Thank you so much.
Right.
You know, between
birthday,
this
really.
And Nick Foles being here, signing his book to me, he wrote Happy Birthday. We got to put that on Twitter. He put Happy Birthday on the book. I was able to heckle the MVP of the Super Bowl, make fun of him for not reading my book. What could be better than that?
And if it wasn't your birthday, he would have punched your lights out.
I know.
Yeah, he would have kicked you through the end zone.
No, you know what? He's so young, I could take him.
You probably
could. I don't care how big you are. When you get to this age, you're like, no. You're somebody young enough to be my son, I will kill you with my hands.
Okay.
I don't care who you are.
And
I don't care. And I say that in love.
Okay,
as
in
a
love.
Brother in Christ.
In love.
Yeah, it's interesting. But when somebody's in their 20s, like, I'm thinking, no, I'll kill you. Because just because of age, I have, you know, the wisdom to
That's
know
right.
how to kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. A wise one.
I don't know what I'm saying.
A wiser
one. I don't know what I'm saying. Okay,
today.
Now listen, in hour two today, we've actually got another big birthday surprise. In hour two, Yankee Doodle Muggsy. In preparation for July 4th, I'm going to do a dramatic reading of I wrote a children's book about the 4th of July called Yankee Doodle Muggsy. I'm going to do a dramatic reading of that. We'll explain it in hour two, but we try to do this every year. It's a lot of fun.
It's
a lot of fun. Hey,
happy
birthday to me, Albin. Thank you so much for singing.
Welcome.
Thank you for the cake
and
for
Chad
the lighter, for the annoying card.
All right.
That's enough. Thank you.
All right.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.